In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The question was asked several times, what brings you to this country? The simple and straightforward answer is war. In my lifetime, I have seen and witnessed the most ugly side of humanity, the killing, the murder, and the dishonoring of human life. Our text today is considering the fifth commandment, you shall not murder. To that the answer is, you must fear, love God, so that you do not hurt or harm your neighbor in body, but help support physically in every way. Now comes the test. By show of hands, how many of you have not murdered? Let's show our hands. If Dr. Battelle is around, he'll count the numbers. Again, by show of hands, how many of you have not murdered? Or have murdered somebody? So Luther says to us, Dr. Luther says to us, even if you have harmed or hurt someone, in some way you have committed murder. When we think of this text, we remember in our world around us what is going on. Within our community, in our own neighborhood, so many lives, so many people are being killed and murdered day after day. And my friends, I hope you realize that when we speak of murder, there is an existential meaning beyond the use of guns and murder. And I hope you realize that murder takes different shapes and forms. And here I'm referencing our real world, the world of Wall Street and Main Street. Selfishness, character assassination, gossips, and the like are part of torturing and murdering people every day. And of course, we realize sometimes people do ignore or forget there is sin around us every day, all the time. And the consequences of sin is judgment. For if you murder someone, definitely God is going to judge you at the end of time. There is a consequences in murdering. But thanks be to God that there is grace. God has offered us his grace and his gift of grace through the life of Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross at Calvary. And in our baptism, we celebrate the new life which God has given us. And so in Africa, when a mother gives birth to a child, there is jubilation and joy for that young life. to my friends Rennie and Jeff Gibbs. You receive my and so many of your colleagues and students' admiration, honoring of life, especially the life of young kids. We must not, should not, and ought not to kill little babies. And we continue to see this great evil action committed by our fellow Americans and sometimes in other world parts of the world. Life must be celebrated. Life must be honored, because life comes from God. It is God who gives life. And in Genesis, God breathed into man, and man enjoy that life. Thou shalt not murder. And Jesus is very precise when he says, if you use the sword, so shall you die by the sword. And here I'm paraphrasing. But Christ is simply saying that we should not murder. Rather, we should honor life, because life comes from God, and God gives us life to be enjoyed. I have a cousin in Washington, D.C., and she likes to say, there is only one life, and that life must be celebrated and enjoyed. So, my friends, our father in the faith, Dr. Luther, is encouraging us this morning that as Lutherans, if nothing else, we should stand for life and honor it, because it has come from God. And so it is your task and responsibility, much as it is mine, to speak wherever life is being dishonored, we should stand up and take a stand. Because life comes from God. And so it must be and ought to be celebrated. Thou shalt not murder. And I'm sure you've understood that it's not only when you put a gun into somebody's head, but there are numerous shapes and forms by which we murder. So I pray that by God's unfailing grace, that we shall go out from this place to honor and thank God for the life he has given us. And if you're like me, every day before I step out the door, I meditate on God's word. Because every day is a new day. The psalmist says, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Great is God's faithfulness. And so let's enjoy life. I enjoy it in the context of Jesus and what he's done for us. in celebrating it. Thou shalt not murder. Let us respect life and the sanity of life, and let us enjoy it. Let us enjoy it for the sake of Jesus and for what he has done for us. So go hence and celebrate that new life in your baptism, and let the whole world know that you have transitioned from the old into the new, and that from now henceforth you stand squarely for life and for the respect of human dignity. May God help us in a journey in this life and in the context of our world and in America to celebrate the life which Jesus has given us for his name's sake. Enjoy and celebrate the new life in Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.